Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. I want to talk to you today about client engagement plans and why they're so important. You see, if you're not engaging with your clients, then in the end, you're not creating the connection, the bond, the feel that they need. You see, a lot of times we think that simply, hey, if we do a good job, our clients should be happy. Well, in the past, that's probably true. But today, it's less and less the case. When you think about us as emotional beings, that's what we are. So much bases off the triggers that our emotions are at that particular moment. We can watch something, we get a particular emotion, that triggers off us doing things. Well, that's going on all day, every day. Today, more than ever, with media, with social platforms, with smartphones, we're getting pulled left, right, and center. There is so much noise. And no longer is just simply doing a good job or a great job enough. And that's why having your client engagement plans are so important, so that you're cutting through the noise and you're making sure that you are one of the key people in their world. That's what keeps them as a client. So before I get into our client engagement plans, make sure that you're part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group. You'll see in the description below, wherever you are watching, listening to this, that you can click on Find Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook, our free Facebook group, and come and join us there. So the problem is, if we don't end up having client engagement plans, we don't turn our clients into walking billboards. We don't turn our clients into raving fans. We don't turn them from being satisfied to being committed, which means that we're getting less and less referrals. We're becoming probably more transaction focused, and it's really easy to get forgotten. So when you think, we talk about every 45 days is roughly before you're not relevant anymore, you've been forgotten. So much has happened that now you're not front of mind. And if you're not front of mind, well, we can't talk about you. We can't promote you. We can't share you. We can't make sure that we open doors for you. Obviously, that makes it then really hard for you to be getting referrals from your clients. But the big problem amongst all of that is just simply, how are you making your clients feel? Because trust me, doesn't matter what type of business you are, your clients use you, right? Whatever your product, program, service, your clients come to you because of the connection, bond, feeling you give them. And that might not be you personally, but it's certainly your brand. And a lot of the time, it's the individual amongst that organization that they're dealing with. You can take this on a big level. Let's just go, for example, you have a terrible experience at Bunnings. How did that make you feel? Are you likely to rush back there? Or do you hope that there's somewhere else nearby that you could get that particular thing from? See, subconsciously, we're making those decisions in our head all the time. And as soon as there is a better option, like if right now you're not making your clients feel a particular way, warm, fuzzy, committed to you, as soon as there's a better option, they're gone. And that's a big thing of what you're facing with right now. There isn't anything called loyalty. I don't have to be loyal to you at all. I pay you to get a thing. But smart businesses, the smart operators know that it's more than that. That I can keep you committed, becoming a walking billboard, becoming a raving fan by simply creating a feeling. So that's the problem when we don't implement client engagement plans. There's every chance that you have satisfied clients rather than committed clients. So why is this so important? Well, as I said, it's more than just simply doing a good job these days. You're supposed to do a good job. And if you believe that doing a good job means that clients are going to refer you, terribly mistaken. Sure, the odd one, two will. The natural promoters probably will. But they would have done that anyway. You could have probably done a bad job and they still would have, because that's their personality type. But 97% of people don't have that personality type. You could do a great job and they'd never refer you. However, all of a sudden you do more than just simply doing a great job. They can actually see how much you care about them. They can actually see that it's more than just simply a transaction. And now they're going to start going out of their way to be doing things for you. Most importantly, it's about connection and bond. So people talk all the time about, well, those that will refer to you will refer because they know you, like you, trust you. And yeah, that's correct. But at the same time, what is that? So sure, we talk about the know you, like you, trust you factors. But if you go behind that, those things only get created when there is connection and bond. The connection that you have, and this is in any relationship, referral partners, with your partners outside of your business, with your clients, the connection you have creates a bond you have. The bond you have creates the trust. And now the trust you know you like you factors come into play. But just simply saying, well, you need the know you like you trust you, well, great. But how? The how comes through the connection. So all of this then also helps you understand where your clients are at. You certainly won't get any nasty surprise of them waking up one day and going, huh, had enough, I'm going to leave now and go somewhere else. Because the more you engage with them, the more finger on the pulse you have. Which leads into another big thing we talk about with our clients in terms of mastering your traffic light system. That's for another day. So how do we do this? Well, we use what we call our personal engagement plan and our front of mind plan. So those two plans in particular are all around creating engagement. It's about being able to send simple how are you messages. It's about being able to do activities that allow you just to check in, to put a smile on their face, to create warm and fuzzy. So you can be doing simple things such as inviting people to things that you're going to, networking events, charities, dinners, lunches. Connect one person in your network with another person in your network. Give your clients a shout out on your social media at how good they are at a particular the particular thing that their business does to create opportunities for them. Simply like, comment, share on their social platforms. See, when you think any of those activities, when you do those things, you're creating brain chemicals, dopamine. You're making them feel good. And that's what our client engagement plans are there to do, to make them feel good. So straight away, I hear people go, well, I don't have time for this. Well, to me, this isn't a B or C activity or an activity we do when we have time. If you want to retain clients, if you want your clients being walking billboards and committed to you, this is an A activity. So the mistakes that we constantly see, people don't systemize this. They've got no process around it. They think, oh, it's got to take forever. This could take as little as 5-minute block, and you do it 3 times a week. I can just about guarantee you're wasting 15 minutes somewhere within your week. It starts with the way you think about client engagement, whether you actually feel that that's important enough or not. And to be honest, this is where a lot of big brands absolutely suck. I talk all the time that you should look at what big brands are doing and then try to model a lot of what they're doing at your level, because a lot of the times they do it really well. But this is one area that they're absolutely hopeless at. Thinking that sending the survey is good engagement. Well, all you're doing is if they had an okay experience, you probably annoyed them. If they had a poor experience, then you've definitely annoyed them. And if they've had a great experience, depending on what's going on when you send them that survey and the emotional state they're in, depends on whether they're going to, how they're actually going to feel about that. And when you think that the most of the time people's emotional state isn't great, that's a big risk that that's the way you want to engage with your clients. There's just no thought process in terms of how you're making someone feel. And that's why they do a terrible job. That's why you can do such a better job at something like this. So I hear businesses say all the time, we're known for great customer service. Guaranteed, it's not even close to what it could be. There's a number of businesses that do this really well, but could take it to a whole different level again by it being a focus. So let's put it back together. Why? What's the point? Why should I be talking and engaging with my clients? Your clients are walking business development managers for you. Your clients are walking billboards for you, are raving fans. And if they're not, then you've got to fix that up. So if you do this right, you should always be getting client referrals. So I'll ask, how important is that to you? Hopefully that's been super helpful and a little bit insightful to why having your own client engagement plans are so important. It's part of our $1 million referral system and what we do to make sure that we're getting more referrals into our business every single day. It's one little aspect of the core elements, the core accelerators that help you get referrals daily into your business. Now, remember, if you're not part of our $1 million referral network Facebook group, jump onto Facebook, search the $1 million referral network, or click on the link below in the description. Make sure also you subscribe to wherever you're listening to this. We're on Spotify, iTunes, just search Get More Referrals Today. Join us on YouTube, Referral Marketing Guru. Join us on any of our social platforms. And make sure you take a look at what the RMG Network Members Tribe is all about, where we bring great people together to create opportunities with one another. Okay, team, that's it from me. Until next week, I look forward to talking to you real soon. Take care, everyone.